This is Dakota Datebook for April 2nd. North Dakota Agricultural College opened on January 3rd, 1892 with 123 students. Farmers were initially skeptical that college boys could help them improve their farms. However, they were pleasantly surprised as professors took students out into the field to consult with farmers through the Extension Service, offering in-person courses and consultations. Even before the college's Extension Service, farmers were receiving help from another source. On this date, in 1819, American Farmer magazine published its first issue. This was followed by other publications, including Power Farming, Farm Mechanization magazine, and Farmer and Stockbreeder. These magazines were once essential resources for farmers, offering advice on mechanizing farms, new planting techniques, breeding tips, and products that would revolutionize farming. They kept rural farmers connected with the latest agricultural developments happening around the world. The idea of farming magazines also caught the attention of manufacturers. In 1895, John Deere began publishing The Furrow, which is now considered legendary in publishing circles. It started as an advertisement for John Deere products, focusing on quality over price with the slogan, "Not the cheapest, but the best." By the early 1900s, The Furrow began to include informational articles, and by 1912, it had a circulation of 4 million subscribers. Early farmers in North Dakota faced many challenges. Breaking ground and planting crops was hard work, with threats posed by grasshoppers, hail, frost, too much rain, or not enough. Over time, the soil quality declined. Farms were often isolated, and farm families had to rely on themselves. Farming magazines helped keep farmers connected with the outside world and informed about the latest farming innovations. Magazines also featured articles for farm wives, including recipes, new home appliance advancements, and tips for making their work easier. Farming magazines remain popular today, with many available online. Agriculture has undergone massive changes since American Farmer was first published, but vintage farming magazines are still available for collectors. They offer a fascinating glimpse into the world of farming and the evolving landscape of agriculture. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.